Yisrael Kaniel asks, what if any source is there for the custom that many frum Jews have of sitting or just lifting themselves slightly when a person who gets an aliyah for Kriyas HaTorah says Baruch Hu? Taz, Mogen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah all say one should stand for the recitation of Baruch Hu then Olah LaTorah. You're right. Halachically, someone would ask me, I would tell him he has to stand up for Baruch Hu. Specifically for when he's answering Baruch Hashem HaMavorach LiOlam Vo'eh. The rest of Kriyas HaTorah and even the brachas, halachically one is allowed to sit down for. However, the Chayyadam says that it is roy to stand. He doesn't say you have to stand. And it seems that the Arizal also sat, even for Baruch Hu. So since it's not clear whether there's a chiyuv to stand or not, perhaps some people rely on those that say that there's no chiyuv to stand, and therefore, just to show a little respect, as we find that in a time when there's not a chiyuv really to stand for a person who you have to stand for, but there's no real chiyuv to stand for that person, there's still an idea of getting up a little bit and showing a little bit respect. So it could be that at least to get up a little bit and show a little bit respect is based on the fact that there are opinions that say that one need not stand, but it's a nice idea to stand. So getting up a little bit is also shows a little bit respect. But halachically, one should follow what the Mishnah Berurah says and stand when Baruch Hu is said and one answers Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Li'olam Vo'ed by Kriyas HaTorah.